keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
I'm Victoria Cassell. Here are the latest headlines from 13 News. Kern City Councilmen Spencer Duncan and Henry McClure will face off to be the next mayor of Topeka. Duncan received 60% of the vote Monday. McClure came in second with a little more than 14%. Current Mayor Mike Padilla did not seek re-election. The FBI also reported Monday that crime in the country is falling. In every major category nationwide, last year violent crime fell 4.5%. Murder alone was down 15%. It is even down in Chicago, a city whose weekend gun death count often led the national news. The drop in crime reflects a trend. After an initial spike in crime immediately followed the pandemic, crime has on average steadily declined. In Topeka, I'm Victoria Cassell, 13 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important, especially if you're age 65 or older. Better to act sooner rather than later if you want to maintain or enhance your brain's health. Hello, I'm Kevin, President of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. I'm excited to offer you a free guide filled with tips for better brain health and important facts about dementia, care planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 94. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 72. High temperatures reach up to 98. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 74.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566. 738-6566.
Coming up, it's Arcadia's KZDY Area Community Calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The Community Calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. Attention Glen Elder residents. The street oiling crew will be in town on Wednesday, August 6th, beginning at 6 a.m. They will be oiling and sanding all the streets east of the hill, beginning on Mill Street, going east and north. Please have all vehicles, trailers, etc. off of those streets by Tuesday evening. For questions, contact City Hall at 545-3322. After 23 years, Bennett Bell will be retiring from Ackerman's Supply. They will have cake from 3 to 5:30 August 6th at Ackerman's in Beloit. You're welcome to come by, grab a slice, and share your great memories of Bennett. This Wednesday and every Wednesday through Labor Day, check out and visit the Little Red Schoolhouse in Beloit while you stock up at the Farmer's Market, just off Highway 24 in Beloit from 4 to 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. A Boost Ministries Community Luncheon will be a free will donation meal of ham and all the fixins. It'll be on Thursday, August 7th from 11 to 12:30 at the Blessing House at 120 North Campbell in Beloit. It's to raise money for their outreaches, and it'll be dine-in or carry-out. Also this weekend, August 9th and 10th on Saturday and Sunday is the Beloit Country Club Golf Championship, the ladies in the morning and the men in the afternoon. And in Osborne, it's the Shady Bend two-day golf tournament at the Shady Bend Golf Course from 9 a.m. It's a four-man scram. To enter, call or text Eric Manns at 346-4654. And save the date next week for the Mommy and Me Tea on August 12th in Natoma at, at Second Street Cafe at 6 p.m. Come on in for an elegant, fun, and fanciful tea party. Call 785-346-4772. Stop by and wish Dave a happy 70th birthday on Saturday night at 6:30. It's a potluck event at Stewart's Stop and Shop in Glen Elder. Bring a dish, BYOB, and lawn chairs, and enjoy the tunes of Ed Bridwell, just off the square. Happy birthday, Dave Stewart's. And don't forget to download the Sunflower Summer app and use it this week as it's been extended through August 8th if you have children in Kansas school. Thank you for listening to this week's Community Calendar, brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and DiscoverMitchellCounty.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Funeral services for Rosemary Jocelyn, age 99 of Beloit, will be at 10 a.m. Friday, August 8th at the St. John's Catholic Church. Mrs. Jocelyn died August 2nd at the Resident Care Center. There will be no visitation. Memorials are requested to the Resident Care Center or the Purdue House. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Funeral services for Mary Lee Tuttle Sulsar will be at 10 a.m. August 5th at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Hunter. Mrs. Tuttle Sulsar died July 31st at the Mitchell County Hospital. Visitation with the family will be from 5 to 7 Monday at the Roberts Family Funeral Home. Per her wishes, the casket will remain closed. Memorials may be given to the Trinity Lutheran Church. Roberts Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com. Clyde R. Bigham, age 83 of Downs, passed away Wednesday, July 30th. A private family arranged service will take place at a later date. Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments are in care of arrangements. Online condolences to SchoenFHM.com. Funeral services for Ian Drake were held on August 4th at 10 a.m. Memorials may be given to St. John's Catholic Church or Boost Ministries. Mr. Drake died Sunday, July 27th. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at RobertsFamilyFS.com. Funeral services for Jacoby Tyson were on Saturday, August 2nd at Robert's Family Funeral Home in Beloit. Memorials may be given to the Funeral Expense Fund in care of the funeral home. Jacoby Tyson died Sunday, July 27th. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals dropped game two of the three-game set to the Boston Red Sox last night at Fenway, 6-2. Newly acquired pitcher Ryan Burgert made his Royals debut, going 5 2/3 innings, giving up two hits, two runs, two walks, while striking out two. Fortunately for him, the rest of the pitching wasn't good. Anel Zerpa tried to finish the sixth, but gave up the inherited run in the fifth for Burgert, and then he gave up a run of his own, giving up three hits, one run. And in the seventh, John Schreiber went 2/3 of an inning, giving up three hits, three runs, two walks. Daniel Lynch, the fourth, finished the contest in an inning in third, giving up just a hit. The Royals could only muster up two runs on five hits in this one, as Michael Garcia scored Bobby Wood Jr. on an RBI double in the top of the fourth, and then Randall Grechik doubled in Michael Garcia in the top of the seventh. The Royals are 56-58 and look to salvage one tonight at 6:10 p.m. with Michael Walk on the Bump. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupe.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
And we're back on KDS 94.1 with Tatum Seifert, 2025 graduate of Beloit High School. We're continuing our college athlete interviews this week, and Tatum, how's your summer been going so far?
Not too bad. Pretty busy. I went on a church trip and then I went on the Italy and Greece trip. So a lot of traveling, but it's been a lot of fun.
Speaking of that Italy and Greece trip, that was your dad said that was a chance of a lifetime, and your parents got to celebrate an anniversary over there, and that had to been very special with all the Seifert's exception of your brother over there in a strange but beautiful country.
Yeah, it was really cool, and it was kind of ironic that it ended up lining up there, but that definitely would be an anniversary to remember.
Well, Tatum, you're a five-time state champion, three straight championships in 3A in the shot put, two-time discus winner your sophomore and senior year. Your dad once told, I think it was one of the Thompson brothers, the great throwers at Beloit, that when you were really, really young, that there was no doubt in his mind that you would be the best Seifert thrower that there would be in the family. And that's saying a lot considering he's coached a lot of state champions. He was a state champion and record holder in the shot in his high school days. And then your brother was also a record holder and state champion in the Seifert family. And for Beloit High School, how do you think he knew that you were going to be the best Seifert thrower in the family?
I don't know. That's very sweet. I guess I kind of, when I see something, I watch it a lot. So I don't really know. He kind of has a niche for that kind of stuff, though. Like, I mean, he remembers every distance you've ever thrown. Like, I don't know. That's impressive, though. And that's very nice of him to say that, but I don't know how he thought that.
Well, Tatum, in our junior high track days, we're some of the most uncoordinated people, whether we're running, throwing, or jumping. How were your junior high days at Beloit Junior High?
Not bad. I threw with Addie back then, too, and we had another girl, Tiara, who was also kind of up there with us. So at most meets, it was usually just us three. And that made it fun, just having someone to compete with. And then bringing up Addie into high school, kind of just the back and forth competition. It's always been fun, but I mean, junior high, you probably don't want to go look back on those dates too much. But it was still a lot of fun.
Well, Tatum, you're a spinner and Addison Butke is a slider in competition, the shot put. Your sophomore year, you won the shot and Addison Budke was second. Then your junior year, you were first and Addison was third. And then your senior year, you guys scored, the throwers anyway, scored 44 of the 74 points that the Beloit Lady Trojan track team won the state. Kind of explain what a spinner is in the shot put ring and what a slider is.
Yeah, so a spinner, basically, you spin around in the ring, get to the front. It's kind of like the discus. There's just a few things that are a little bit different. And then, I don't know, I never really did the glide, so I'm not 100% sure on that. But you start at the back, and I don't know, you glide to the front, I guess. I don't really know how to describe that one too much. But they're definitely different. And some people are really good at one and not good at the other, and vice versa. I was not good at the glide at all, so I kind of switched over to the spin early. But yeah, definitely different.
Well, Tatum, you have one of the great throwing coaches in the state of Kansas, probably should be coaching at a college or even Olympic level in Casey Seifert, your dad. But how would you describe your dad when he's kind of getting on your case for not performing well, trying to motivate you as a cartoon character? Would you call him Popeye, the Tasmanian Devil, or Superman?
I would probably say the Tasmanian Devil just because he's going like 90 ways at the same time and yelling at you. It's crazy. He's crazy when you're not performing how you should be. But I mean, I appreciate it because definitely puts me in a mindset to, okay, figure it out. But yeah, he's definitely crazy in those circumstances.
Well, honestly, Coach Seifert, whatever cartoon character he resembles in coaching, he got the job done because he's been second mm-hmm. to none in the state of Kansas as far as throwers. And we only have to look as far as this year with the throwers as in the discus and the shot put. Discus was never your forte like the shot put. You were so dominant. You were kind of all over the board in high school, but you came into this year's 2025 state track meet in Wichita with the third best discus, and Lexi Boss from Osage City and Nemaha Central, Zoe Sudbig, were ahead of you with throws of 158.6 and 151.8. But when the competition was all over, you were the one standing on the podium with the gold medal with a throw of 147.7. Kind of talk about the ups and downs of throwing the discus in your high school career.
Yeah, discus is a challenging event. You know, in shot put, if you're strong, like, you can at least get it somewhere. But discus is so much about technique that, I mean, one day it can go 149 and one day it can be 130. So it really is just, it's difficult to get it down. And the wind has such a big factor in it too. But yeah, if you look at my discus, you're going to be like, this girl has a crazy range of distances. But yeah, it definitely is very challenging. But when it comes out to like winning state, it makes it all worth it.
Well, Tatum Seifert, three-time defending state champion in the shot put, a throw of 45.11 and 0.25 is a junior state record, and then threw a bomb, your last throw of your career in high school at state in Wichita, 46'4" in winning the state, and then your teammate Addison Butke was second. So and then also you had in the discus, Samantha Thompson was sixth and Cassandra Thompson was eighth. So there's 44 of the 74 points that went toward winning the state for the Lady Trojans in those two events. But as I said, in the shot put, you set the record your junior year and your last throw of your career in high school, 46'4" just talk about the fun you've had throwing the shot put, not only at state, but with teammate Addison Butke by your side.
Yeah, she makes it so much fun. You don't really ever understand. I mean, it looks like you're just throwing a metal ball, but, you know, everything that goes into behind it, all the practices and stuff, she's always just been such a good teammate, and she's been a lot of fun to have around. It's definitely grown our friendship a lot, just, you know, going through much like the same things because you're both doing the same thing. But, yeah, she definitely pushes me all the time, makes me want to get better. So I am very appreciative of her, and I don't know if I could do it with anyone else.
As you leave Beloit High School in the community to go to Oklahoma State with five gold medals, what will you remember most about throwing for the Lady Trojans?
I will remember our team atmosphere. Like, winning a state championship with that team was nothing short of a dream. And so I think that's what I'll remember the most. Everyone cheers on everyone. You know, we go through tough times together, but we're also soaring on high times as well. So I'll just remember how close we were and how special it was to be a part of that winning team.
Oklahoma State, go Pokes, the orange and black. Your folks don't have to change colors except for when they go watch Grady at KU. But the Oklahoma State track and field team has been excellent in the Big 12 in the nation. Talk about your decision to attend Oklahoma State on a track scholarship.
Yeah, so it wasn't a very hard decision for me. Their atmosphere is really good down there. They compared a lot to Manhattan and kind of that college town experience. But I've only heard good things from down there, so that definitely helped in my decision. But I really like the coach. He's really understanding and just down to earth. So, yeah, that made it easy. I met some of the girls, and they were all super nice. So I'm super excited to go down there and kind of see what it's all about.
Less than 2% of high school athletes go Division I, and the Seifert family has two, Grady at KU and you now at OSU. When OSU plays KU in football, what side will you set on, and who will you cheer for?
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess if the game is in Lawrence, I will probably sit by my family and cheer for Grady. But, I mean, if it's in Stillwater, I don't know what to say. It probably won't be cheering for him. I don't know, though.
Well, Tatum, as you know, with Wi-Fi and the internet, and our phones do crazy things, and they hear our conversation, they're watching us. But as I was putting this interview together for you, I've only been around the Seiferts for 3 years, but I know what incredible people, your family, your mom, your dad, your brother, and you are. And I really thought it was unique that just out of nowhere, the meaning of Seifert popped up, and each letter represents a word and a statement. And This is what I had pop up on my phone last night when I was doing my homework on you. Seifert, the S is for smile, gives you free face value. The E is for exquisite. Who could argue with that, with you and your family? Y is for yearn, your innermost desires. F is for fabulous, the fabulous you. E is for electric, sparkling trait. R is for responsible, honoring your delegations, and T is for treat, that you always are as a cipher. I thought that was pretty awesome and very true about your family. What do you really feel about the Seifert family?
We're so tight-knit, and it's just they're really good people to be around. And, you know, you take for granted it being your family, but and having your dad as your coach, like, that's not something that everybody gets. So it's definitely been a really cool experience, and I'm so grateful for the insane amount of support they've provided me all my life.
Well, Tatum, it's an honor and pleasure to meet you and to watch you grow up the last couple of years and win those 5 state titles, and honored to know your dad and mom, great people from Beloit, Kansas, and can't wait to see you in orange and black down at Oklahoma State, and wish you the best as you cross borders and start your college career.
All right. Thank you so much.